Okay, we're back. Now, let's get into the 7 fatal mistakes that'll kill the creation of your audio program stone dead. Will absolutely stop it in its tracks. And I want to express these to you because the most important thing is to get started. And we're going to go over the mistakes that I find most that will stop everything from happening. Number one, and this is a biggie for a lot of people out there, and we call it falling into the research trap. Now, don't get me wrong, research is wonderful, and it can really increase the depth and understanding of your niche knowledge. Now, this may sound a little crazy, but creating your audio program is not a good time for research. The fastest way to create a high-value audio program your clients will love is to do it straight off the top of your head. I mean, I'm talking just wing it. Let it rip. No governor. You don't need to do more research. Believe me, you've already got it up in your head. And the information that comes straight off the top of your head is the kind of basic fundamental stuff your clients will use. The fundamentals that are the internalized part of you are also the information your clients really need and desperately want. So save your research for another time. If you go back to college or something and you want to do term papers, you can do your research then. But get what you know right now and record it. Can it and clone it. Get it so your clients can start taking advantage of it. Along the same lines is fatal mistake number 2, and that's trying to make your audio program perfect. First of all, your program is never going to be perfect, and your customers aren't interested in perfect. But there's even a more important issue you need to keep in mind here. Your clients are not particularly interested in how slick or well-produced or well-edited your product is. What they're really interested in is the high-quality content that provides a solution to their problem. That is the only reason they're listening. Why are you listening to this right now? Because you want to know how I do it. You want a shortcut to your problems. You want a roadmap. Now, I try and make this as nice and perfect as possible, but you really don't care about that. You just want the answers to your problems. Now, your customers want the answers that they can use. They're not interested in your high production value. Now, here's something else that may surprise you. Being too slick may actually reduce the perceived value of your audio program. You can buy a nice, slick-looking audio at the bookstore for $10 or $30, but your prospects will pay more for the real stuff. They'll pay more for an audio with lower production value that's packed with hidden underground secrets everyone else is keeping from them. So take the focus off trying to make your audio program perfect and put it on giving high-quality content that solves the problem of your niche prospects. And then there's fatal mistake number 3, thinking that you're not big enough of an expert to make an audio program in nearly any field you want simply by choosing a tight enough niche. Now, the smaller, more well-defined your niche is, the less competition there'll be in that niche. If your niche is tight enough, you'll be the only expert in that niche, and you can claim the title, the world's leading authority, or America's leading consultant. Choosing a tight niche for your information product leads us to fatal mistake number 4, and that's picking a niche that doesn't have enough money or enough desire for your information product. Now, this is critical. There's no point whatsoever in creating an information product for a market that has no money to buy it. Think about it. An information product for broke pensioners is unlikely to sell at a good price. On the other hand, creating an information product for people who have just bought a luxury home is an example of choosing a great niche with plenty of money. So first, you need to choose a niche where people have money to spend. Second, you need to choose a niche where there's a starving crowd, people hungry for your product, hungry for your information, hungry for your expertise. You want people who have a desperate need, a starving hunger for the information you want to sell. If you can find a niche that has money and is hungry for the information you want to sell, you'll find it very easy to sell your audio program at a price where you can make a good income. In fact, my best advice to you would be find the market first. Then find out what people want to know in that market, and that's what your information product should contain. Deadly mistake number 5, and that is waiting to have enough time in your schedule. If you wait till you have enough time to get your audio program done, you never will. Think about it. Every day, every week, you spend hours of your time repeating the same type of information to your clients. You're talking all the time. This fantastic high-niche information is coming out of you at a rate faster than you can possibly write it down. It's all there already. All you need to do is capture it. All you need to do is record it. The time to make your audio program is now. Look, you can start right away catching your ideas in a mind map. Then in just 60 to 90 minutes of recording each time. Even if you're the busiest person alive, you can do this. And when you do, you'll be freeing up so much of your time. Once you've recorded your audio program, you can save yourself hours of time by simply selling clients a copy or giving them a copy. No more repeating the same information over and over. You can now invest your time working in the high-value interactive process where you're dealing with their truly unique problems, not repeating the same stuff over and over again. And that brings me to number 6, thinking you need technical expertise. Now, creating an audio program is extremely simple. You don't need any special skills to be interviewed, just a little bit of very easy planning and a good interviewer. Thousands of people all over the world have had their ideas recorded on audio, radio, and television without having one scrap of technical know-how. You don't need any either. You don't need to be an accomplished writer. In fact, you don't really need to write much at all. This is all audio stuff after all. All you're doing is sharing your expertise you already have in a specific area. It's just like talking to a client or a friend, and you're explaining how you can solve their problems. Don't get caught up in the details of this process. You're sharing information, not becoming a technical whiz. And that brings me to number 7, failing to plan for more related audio programs. This is really important. It's like a chess game. You need to be thinking ahead all the time. Now, the easiest prospect to sell is your existing client, someone who's already bought one of your information products and is happy with it. They know what to expect. They've already heard you. They've already gone through the buying process. And you know what kind of related information products you need. If you plan and brainstorm to create a whole series of related audio programs, you can offer all of these to every client who buys one of your audio programs. One ordinary client may buy 3, 4, even a dozen programs off you over a period of time. If you also create higher-priced back-end consulting seminars that complement your audio programs, you can offer these too. Thinking of what you can give to your client and what they really need, and having a plan to create information products, consulting, seminars, workshops, membership sites, and other services every step of the way makes good business sense. The easy money in the information marketing business is in the back-end sales, after the initial sale. As you mind map your audio program ideas, other ideas for programs will come to you. Get them down. Start new mind maps for them and save them. These related audio programs are often easy and quick to plan and make when you're on a roll. You can create and record one audio product after another in quick succession if you keep these creative juices flowing and produce products off the top of your head with the experience you already have. Now, if you need help in creating any of this, please don't hesitate to call. I can be reached at 858-274-7851, or you can email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com.